This is Parker Pathways, October 22nd, Sunday. Dr. Wayne Parker, RBN, and it's call-in time, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump into this expose, you're welcome to do it. Speaking of bottled water, on this Proposition 84, which is a model for a lot of these other states, they have a concept where the Department of Health Services get $10 million for grants and direct expenditures to provide alternate water supplies, including bottled water, where necessary to connect to public health. A lot of these towns have developed their own bottled watering systems, of which they have dechloramine plants and take out the chloramine, and then they put the dechloramation back into the water. And the whole process is amazing to me. That October, for instance, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And chlorine has been overly abundant in science and showing about its trigger mechanisms for breast cancer. There have been three very good researchers out there in the world that have also done some excellent work on a product called bromodichloromethane. And this is a product that comes from drinking water that has been through the chlorination process, and of course if you add the amine to it, you've got yourself a chemical product that destroys trophoblasts. Trophoblasts are beginning cells in embryology. And of course, there are a lot of folks that are out here in the world that are trying to downplay the EPA's position and promote the EPA's position in such a way. They say, well, spontaneous abortions are really not valid. If you change the way you look at it and put it into a different statistical parameter, have it in a 90th percentile, you don't get the same answers. I think that this is another baloney way of trying to get the public to visualize things differently. I think the government's position 2 weeks ago was to promote, in their brochures coming out of Washington, they say, well, bromide in a concept is two parts per billion. And that's acceptable. We'll accept that. And then, but parts per billion, don't you worry about parts per billion, because parts per billion are per liter. That's 1,000 cc. One part per billion, the way the government's trying to sell this to the public, one part per billion is equivalent to 1 minute in 2,000 years, or one penny in $10 million. So, this means that, don't worry about it, a little bit of toxicity is here, and the immunochemical system of a person is handling in the real world over 1,500 disinfectant byproducts on the cuff. And we have 300 of them that the government will try to study, and 30 of them are absolutely known to cause genetic changes in the human body. So this means that any kind of initiative in concept of acquiring, which they call acquisition, protection, which is eminent domain, and the other key phrases are appropriation by the legislature, which is the key phrase that they're working in, is the fact that they feel that chemistry doesn't count. We'll get back on this on the other side of the break, and we'll get into even heavier topics on this subject.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
October 22nd, RBN. Call in line is 800-313-9443. And to finish up our little session today on proposed initiatives that are around the country, I want to finish up on this concept of genetic interactions with water and its effect on the reproductive system. There is a serious issue here on in the science community. They don't, a lot of this stuff is they want to keep from the public in terms of this, but this is it's called genetic susceptibility. And what we're finding in these whole series of effects that that the disinfectant byproducts, which are bought and paid for and protected by law, where in such a way the international law protects these foreign countries from any kind of lawsuit in terms of the control of the water and what they can add to it. And I've just hinted many shows ago as to what they were adding to the water to try to change the neurological activity of the brain and how it affects certain forms of hindbrain activities in humans. And these, I will reassure that the whole effect of gene susceptibility have reversible effects, and a lot of these times they can be inherited. I do believe that it doesn't change a DNA sequence in the human body, but it can change the expression of a gene, and that's really critical. And I feel that we're in a life and death struggle on the real world of what's happening as to who's going to survive and who isn't. Don't like to say it like that, but if you don't have it together as to how we can set up legal changes and solutions in terms of law itself, like if you can have court cases have such a way that you don't have any patent right in your biological material, and you have nothing to say about what goes into your water and the rest of it, because everybody's under the concept, well, the United Nations says water's a right, and I come along and push forth 3 years ago, well, we should have a right to vote what goes in your water. And I had, you know, and you can have 300 and some nonprofit agencies against me because I'm messing around with their tax base. They don't have to pay taxes on that money that they get from the bonds in these states. So if you have gene changes, how do you determine gene changes if you don't have medical protocols? And that's why I have the concept of the grand jury of science and technology to include medical protocols. Because it's already figured out that the gestation period for a human being is altered with the water. There are three genes and enzyme systems that we already know, I know absolutely, are involved in the metabolism of trihalomethanes, which are byproducts in the water. Particularly if you have chlorine, you add an ammonia to the chloramine, you're going to affect on the embryos of a human being. Not for everyone, but the gestational age for human beings are going to have a genetic susceptibility. And these are going to affect the maternity systems of what are called cycles, of how genes are copied. And every time there's another child coming into the filial second generation, are going to be more vulnerable to the effects of these genes. Now, that's not a pretty picture, but this is the real world. You want to make changes. You got to make, the way you make changes in this is that you study the concept so that you can develop what are called the pharmacogenetics of being able to in-run these gene systems and do it legally and stand up there. There was a caller that called me a couple shows ago. He's a host on RBN, and he was talking about, well, you have covered a lot of subjects on your show. You damn right I do, because it's not just one. It's a concept, and I told him, and I'm going to tell my audience the same thing. The audience should be out there with pitchforks, standing out there in front of the White House and the rest of them, and say, listen, how come we can't have a consolidated agency to be able to examine our food? Why isn't it we don't have anything to say in the Constitution when that Thomas Jefferson put health in that sentence, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and health? And I believe, I don't think it was Benjamin Franklin, but I think it was one of the others coming down the line and took the word out. And then later down the line, we get the 18th Amendment for the conservation of food, and they made food an open-ended situation, and then we created a whole government agency to circumvent the food and the analysis of it. The end result of that particular move may not have been foreseen in terms of genetics, but they talked about heritage. And if a neural tube defect can be due to a mother's exposure to folic acid as the reason why there are spontaneous abortions in America, then you can, you know, I have a bridge for you to buy. Because the whole thing comes down to the fact that folic acid can cause neural tube defects. But folic acid does not cause changes in gene structures of enzymes, like CYP2E1. That's one I'll give away. That is a pathway for disinfectant byproducts. There are three of them that are known, and I think that before this is through, we'll have a couple more. Now, this is not something that you get off the internet or the concept of the thing. You dig for it. You try to go past all those literature searches that are camouflaged by the government to keep you from getting even the basic information. And then you have utility commissions who are trying to be the God-forsaking of their water information to keep you to think that you're drinking the greatest and purest water in the world. Why is it that when I went up 3 years ago and said 60% of the contaminated waters in the one state was contaminated with pesticides and chemicals from secondary products, and they said, no, that's not true. We have the purest water in the world. Then why is it the Defense Department spent $300 million against me on the percolate, which I exposed from industrial waste from the rocket industry, and they had to have 9 medical school deans on public television telling the United States population that you could excrete percolate in 8 days out of your body? I've got films of people that have died from follicular thyroid cancer from percolate. I started out when I was 3 years ago. There were 9 people that I knew that had follicular thyroid cancer. And, of course, there are hundreds and hundreds more. They hadn't heard of it yet to talk to anybody about it. Out of the starting 7, 3 of them have passed over. Since those days, thousands of people have follicular thyroid cancer. Defense Department and the rest of those people and those deans, why do they have to have deans of medical school? They know better. Basic 180 days, you can even think about testing for this stuff in the thyroid. And what about these neck cancers that people are getting? You do a biopsy on them, you don't know what the hell you're looking at. Some of these cells look like something that's outer space. And until you find out that they were miles away from a defense situation from years ago, and that water's still in there, but they're getting something different. It's that something different, and what I termed on one of those other interviews is bioaccumulation. The cells we have in our body remember these chemical reactions. And when they change out in their gene trigger, they cause other metabolic changes. The law is being written in such a way to protect the people that are involved in these kinds of metabolic changes. And the process by which we go about to change that law is something we have to go past the lobby of money corruption. I call it corruption, even though it's not illegal for, in the present state, to have a lobbyist give all this money to these nonprofits so that they can have bond issues to be able to promote their baloney stuff. Oh, we're going to take care of the thing. It's through the global warming, the poor birds, the poor this, the poor that. The problem comes down to the fact, yes, there are species that are in danger because they're harmed. They're harmed in other ways. They're harmed by the environment. Yes, they are. But what about human beings on this planet? We're fighting a war of ideology of the joining of nations on a grand scale. In Asia, there are going to be 12 nations that are planning to combine to be an economic force with China as the lead. What do you think is the third sentence of every one of those agreements that's coming in from those countries? It's the control of the water. You take in parts of the Middle East, there's a process in there that the Middle East doesn't have any water. They have to go to desalination. Desalination is working from their standpoint, but they have mercury tube problems. They have the other kinds of things that are going on there, but they're going to keep that up because they want to develop it. They have a 21 million square foot site in Dubai, just for biotechnology. And what's the biotechnology on? Waterborne diseases. So they control the water supply of the world, and they don't hide it. I'll see you on the other side of the break, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, October 22, and I believe we have a caller from Colorado, Rita.
Rita,
in, hello, Rita. Rita in Colorado.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, fine. I was thinking about what you were talking about, eminent domain, about both water and our organs.
Yes.
And tissues, and It goes to American culture. And you know how I think, you ever hear, you know the jazz trumpetist Miles Davis?
Yes.
And he's got an album called Sketches of Spain, where it's really, you know, a proficient jazz all the way through.
What's the name of it again, Rita? Sketches of Spain?
Yeah, Sketches of Spain.
I think I've heard it. Yeah, go ahead, Rita.
But anyway, the point is, you know, it's really good jazz all the way through, but it has no melody. There's no melody in the whole album. And I think that's kind of what we're dealing with in America, is we're missing an element, you know, a basic element in our culture to deal with issues such as, you know, we've got to talk about when we're talking about our organs and our water.
I agree. I believe that the missing element, I'm going to ask you about this. I've alluded to this in several shows that we are missing something, what I call, it's close to spiritual. I mean, I don't want to say this, and I'm not accusing my audience of that or anything, but I sense a spiritual deadness in this country. We've lost the ability to understand how we can actually survive on a good way. You know, it's like if you give somebody some material, and they might look at it and they'll put it down and they'll start talking about their gas mileage.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of what I when I went to The Hague, my role was a Christian faith keeper. But we're not all just Christians. We're we're from all over the world, and represent all the different faiths and cultures, and sort of like that the uncommon part of the Vesica Pisces, you know, that's not in the common ground. Kind of we kind of speak to the culture, but I kind of sort of want to feel like I'm in, connecting to people. And so sometimes I say things like I've come on the air. I think I've talked to Michael Piper and you, and I mentioned, I closed the National Bank of Holland, which kind of maybe just leaves a question in people's mind about, why could I do that? And it's sort of like there's this kind of this missing thing, which we can't talk about right now because it's not just an issue. It's like another dimension. It's like adding melody to music that isn't there yet,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand exactly what you're saying, and this is why I feel that the work that I've taken up of analyzing intellectual property to try to develop new ways to push forward states of the art into another real world use, and this is why I pushed forward onto this, because I feel strongly that if we leave it up to people in other nations to continue what they're doing, then our very survival is at stake. At stake, and that's the way I see it. I'll try to look up the sketches of Spain and see what I can do with it.
And they know how we are. They know we don't have melody. It's like Sofia Coppola just went to Cannes Festival, and Kristen Dunst, and they had a one star movie about Marie Antoinette, and they showed it to the people in France, which was, they were loudly booed. But people over here, they come from this other culture, and they thought, we were all, we were just making fun of these people, but they didn't kind of understand, there are these other people, we're not all trying to get into the Vithian center here, And so that's kind of what I'm trying to do. Sometimes all I can do is just kind of like once in a while maybe come in and say something, kind of like slapping somebody upside of the head, because we're so geared to that kind of culture, and it's sort of like a real change. It's a spiritual change, like you said, that we need to do.
I feel this is why I'm offering what I call mental boosts to people on Parker Pathways. You take that last that interview with Gary Anderson. Now, Gary Anderson is world known for his portrayal of Clarence Darrow and his concept of socializations, and he's talking about this. You know how many people have responded? I wouldn't even want to mention how many numbers of people responded to that interview, and they said almost the same thing you did. That was a spiritual interview of law. We'll talk on the back of the break, and thanks for calling, Rita.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, on air live Sunday, October 22nd, and I believe that we have Larry on the line who's been waiting patiently from Illinois.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, is this Larry?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Larry.
You may have covered this on a previous show, but when you have a septic system in your house, how does that pollute the water in your well, if you have a well?
You have a septic system?
Yes. And then a well.
Okay.
Okay, so the septic system deposits that junk into the ground.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I was just wondering if that would mess up the purity of the well water.
Well, Larry, it could if you have to have the septic folks come out and find out where the how the rocks are functioning in their drainage system and how far away the aquifer is from your house, and have them test the water and see what's going on there. As you know, a septic system is just a filtration system, no matter how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to seep into an aquifer somewhere. Depends on the distance, and it also you need to test the water for three things really. Normally they try to test for bacteria, that type of thing. You go from E. coli, you go to Salmonella, Shigella. These are normal fecal bacteria. But I would really suggest, if you really want to figure this out, is test for arsenic. Because a lot of the seepage systems from rocks on filtration systems, particularly from septic systems, have an accumulation of arsenic. And if you got arsenic there, and then you've got the natural breakdowns from the arsenic in the septic system, which is very easy to determine, then you know you have contamination.
Hmm. So my well is in like a limestone. They go through limestone.
Yeah.
So it's like they. I was told that was a pretty pure water.
Yeah.
Because it comes from. Did you ever hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
is it true?
I've done a lot of research in that kind of water systems for limestones, and it is true that it's a high mineralization. If you have a kidney malfunction or anything of that sort, or a protein metabolism that's not working too well, you can get a lot of calcium and phosphorus uptakes in the body that's just not good for you. But that's a minimal consideration if your body gets used to the type of mineralization that's in the water from limestone. And the Egyptians in their language, when it was translated out, always considered limestone. They didn't call it lime. It was in Sanskrit called fudu, and this was a product which they used for making a poultice that was placed on the skin. We today call it melanonin of the cancer. That was later done by the Greeks and Latins, who put a good name to it. But for reasons that no one can ever figure out, those poultices worked. And I always have felt that the more contamination you have internally in the body, you also have a different chemistry of the fat cells of the skin. And herein lies the dilemma of all these disinfectant byproducts that are in the water. Because what happens there is that they affect the fat cells of the skin to cause thinning of the skin. Skin's reacting differently. And then we assume the systemic action to be different than it really is, and then we miss the diagnosis of cancer.
Have you personally ever been to any of the Canadian hot springs, like in British Columbia?
I know about them. I know about them, but I haven't been there. I haven't been there because I haven't made it that far into British law.
I just brought that up because I go to them. I live in the Midwest, but it's pretty amazing how they attract so many people, and how you generally, I mean, I'm not ill, but you just feel more vital after you're in that water.
Yeah, one of the things that I like about the area you're talking about is that, first of all, it's very beautiful, the areas you're talking about. I have a lot of friends who go there, and they bring back pictures and all the rest of it that goes with it. You find a lot of people from Asia there,
right.
You know, because they want to buy it, you know. And the Canadian government, you know, the British Columbia, they won't sell it. But you're totally right. There's another element on this. I do not know what the chemistry, the additional chemistry that's in those waters that's doing the body good. Every staunch, hardcore scientist out here in the world says, oh, there isn't any benefit. There's no benefit. We've shown that all these minerals that are in that water, they don't do any good. And, you know, that blah, blah, blah. But the whole thing comes down to the fact, and those are, you have to look at those studies. They're peer-reviewed. I reviewed them from years ago. Years ago I reviewed them. But I think that they're forgetting about what I call the accumulation of the various minerals that are working with the electrolytes that you have in your body, and the sodium, potassium, and chlorides that you already have, and they form different metabolites. And I think that's where the healing part comes in.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's just, you just feel better. It's a difficult thing to describe, but it's,
yeah, but what I'm
saying, it just underscores how important water is to people.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I wish I had a mineralized water person as a sponsor. I've turned away a lot of people that want to sponsor me because I just don't want to do it. You know, I mean, I know better, you know, what they're mm-hmm. telling me, you know. And, but no, I would do that. But I would always make it clear that what I call is the unseen chemistry, that needs to be explored, is what's helping. And I'm telling you too, Larry, what I really see, I said it in the last hour and I meant it. I wasn't baloneying the audience at all. There's no joke about this. And we are at a crossroads where we got to do more than preventive medicine, for ourselves. We got to do palliative care. We've got to develop a higher consciousness of how we're taking care of ourselves and who in the hell's doing this to us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I have my my suspicions, and there's a group of people who make a lot of money charging interest.
Yeah,
and I think that's who it is.
Yeah. Well, that has a merit in terms of on October 20th. Okay, the Dow hit 12,000. Okay. So now it's coming up, it might close at 12,011. Everybody got pretty excited on this. But I can remember in 1991, and I remember the date, that was cool, it was April 17th, and it was called the Saddam Rally. And the Dow was 3,000, and it was called the U.S. defeat of Iraq's Hussein ushered in the long bull run. In other words, well, the stocks that were bought in Syria. So, in other words, they knew what they were doing. In other words, they were buying out stocks in the international market. China was backing it up, and they bought, what did they buy? They bought the water rights of Syria to control the water that was going to be used in the future plutonium making. And that's fact. Okay, that's fact. You take 1997, the money changers had the Dow at 8,000, and that was on July 16, 1997, and they called it the Runaway Disaster Rally, and that was on July 16, 1997. Now, what happened on that day that caused everybody on that day, on that night in China, they declared a new form of stock market. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You know, and the whole process of this, there are 5 billion people over there in China that have the most contaminated water in the world, and they can afford to lose a few people. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford it. We got. Well, where do you think the good ideas come from in the world? They come from the educated leftovers, I call them, at the universities. They don't educate people like that. Again, you go to a graduate department in a university today, you're going to find 90% of those people from other countries.
How old are you? What's your general age?
I don't ever mention my age.
I'm 58.
Uh-huh.
And
you're young.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
no,
you're young.
I'm with you,
Larry.
if you're older than, like, say, 10 or 15 years older than I am, and we had a general conversation about what we know and what we can do and what we were made to memorize, I would bet that you would do much better than me.
Mm-hmm.
I have daughter, and that would only be 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have my children all graduated from the university, all are degreed, and it's atrocious to listen to them trying to spell, or watching them being dependent on calculators, and not.
Well, that was the end. You know, Larry, my private view is that when they started to put calculators in the schools, that was about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
a little hand calculation.
A little more, about 25, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's probably around 25. I saw, I heard about it, and I looked at it and I said, that's the end of America right there. And I remember making a comment about that once, and to a professor I had. And he says, Parker, you're always making comments like that, you know. Yeah, you're some radical guy, you know. And, you know. Of course, I had my hair long, and it was in a, you know, combed down the thing. I had a velvet carry-on and a big bird on my shoulder, and that's the truth. I did. And the thing is, because they thought, you know, he's just part of the whole, you know, movement. You know, he didn't, you know. And then when I came out with some patents in cancer research, they took me seriously. But the thing comes down to the fact, no one in the labs at that time was even doing their own mathematics. There was something called an IBM computer that showed up that took 300 square feet. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the days when we were doing, I was one of those interns out there working with a surgeon. His name was Frank Cabote, and he was one of the ones at Stanford University. He developed the open heart surgery concept with Dr. Shumway. We were just kids running around. He wanted to monitor the heart movements, and he had this IBM thing going on. I knew nothing about computers, and I still don't today, really. None of those guys from Sweden ever didn't understand English, so I taught them English. They taught me how to exchange light bulbs in a computer. And they also let me read their manual. And what their manual said, that the world was going to be controlled by the mind with computers. And they had the whole outline of it, of what we today call nanochips.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where in the hell did they get that idea?
I have no idea.
You see what I'm saying? They knew that all those years ahead of time. See? And I can remember the time when the heart muscle on the RPSQ wave was altered in terms on the oscilloscope, they were called, and trying to work it. And I can remember far-thinking engineers in that operating room, you say, that is the future of the world, is to control those waves. And those are the guys who are writing those procedure manuals for the rest of us. And now we're starting to live it. And so the people come down to the idea of what we invest in. Remember that 3-4 shows ago I was telling you the actual companies that are in China that are making generic drugs that we're buying. It's called translational medicine.
I remember this, yes.
Yeah, you know, and if you had followed those companies out today, as of today out, I think if you had, you couldn't invest $10 American, you'd have to invest $10,000 on the minimum for each one of those seven companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's...
It'd be $800,000 you'd have today. This is Sunday in America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's God's truth. That's God's truth, you know.
I don't know how much... You've read about the, the function of the heart and the rhythm that goes throughout the whole body.
Yes, I
heartbeats.
I've done more than read about it, Larry.
Oh, okay, well, so have I actually.
Yeah, you know, and I go by it. Tell me what you got on your mind on that.
I just think it's a fascinating thing to think about because I often wonder if it goes outside the person's body. And if other how accurately other people can sense it.
Well, you know, you're totally familiar with the MRI scan, right?
Oh, magnetic sure.
Resonance, okay. Well, that's what it's measuring.
Mm-hmm.
It's measuring the magnetic field of what the metaphysical people call chakras, the eight chakras of the body. They call it the energy fields.
Mm-hmm.
From the head, the heart, the groin, the stomach. The rest of it, there are eight chakras in there in the energy fields. And I always wondered how they were able to figure that one out, but they did. But the whole thing is that you're talking about magnetic auras. And that's
mm-hmm.
that's what's being taken the picture of. And now you've got, and you're absolutely right. Of course you can, absolutely. You can feel those, actually. Look at those new brainwave concepts they have on the CT scans today. And the concept of how people are trying to be determined if they had autism. That was one of the next subjects I was going to get into today, and how that's controlled through experimental drugs, and how that's affecting the cortical areas of the brain. And there is a measurement on the brain scan from what you're talking about. The magnetic field is quite different from autistic children.
Hmm.
And no, there's a just a real. What is your main interest? If you can say it on air, what you have with the being able to feel these fields? Are you talking about?
I'm a chiropractor.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, and I have morphed that into just doing not just, but I primarily do interests hypnosis.
Ah.
And, well, I feel they're very related.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I know they can't be, you know, we're talking about something that everybody says in science can't be proved, but I always find that interesting. All you got to do is just look at an electrocardiogram and an MRI scan, and you're talking about Larry in Illinois.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, listen, I appreciate
you calling.
I enjoy
listening to you.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. You call anytime, Larry.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Parker Pathways, October 22nd, and it's Dr. Wynn Parker. My email, if you want to leave a message, is kwati@sbcglobal.net, kwati@sbcglobal.net. And my address is P.O. Box 864, Dr. Wynn Parker, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. And if you want to get involved in an initiative on a constitutional amendment to change the Constitution to have a grand series of science and technology for medical protocols, water, and food, why, drop me a line, and we'll do some real-world push on the whole idea. I don't want to tell you how many people have already expressed an interest in this. It scared the pants off of some of the politicians in Washington already. I want to drop a concept of this whole argument of nature and nurture concept of how these structures in our body and the DNA affect how we react in terms of environmental influence. The whole concept is really being delved into a new subject, a new field, which I have a lot of interest in terms of cancer research and other forms of intellectual property evaluations. And it's the idea of how exactly do genes and environment interact to determine if someone will become depressed or become schizophrenic or do want to develop drug taking or psychotherapy. And it's becoming apparent from several studies of DNA that's around the gene history of its memory, which I've been talking about. These are all methyl and acetyl groups, and these methyl groups are part of that HA2 attachments of that chloramine that's in the water, and the effect is how it's having on the, what I call the gene susceptibility that I talked about earlier in terms of how it's affecting embryological development. And this is a whole process of how primitive cells in the body are being controlled by the environment plus the internalization, which I call us being human processing plants. And it could be more important than anyone could ever believe that as from the epigenetic scientists, they're called, they're studying about mothers, that how they handle babies and handle their parenting's affectability can affect the genes in that child. And also how certain kinds of alterations of touch and understanding in the environment can affect the development of schizophrenia, and also how it can affect autism. Autism is being studied with the drug ecstasy in science, the MDMA. Well, where do you think that comes from? That's a carcinogenic product made from the disinfectant byproducts in the water, and that's developing the cortical system. I'm going to tell you, we're going to go into a lot of this. Watch the lobbyists. Make sure that you don't vote on the stuff that they're going to get a tax break on that they have no business doing. And we'll look forward to the next Parker Pathways. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that stay healthy. And Parker Pathways, copyright, October 22, and God bless everybody.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C., our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found.
We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.